Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Are we rolling? Which camera? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to either number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 6 of the Patreon exclusive SummerSlam podcasts. My guest today, by the way, I can't turn the music off, so we have to ride it out for the next 2 minutes.
Is that how long it is? 2 minutes?
2 minutes left.
Nice.
So it's quite, if you wanted to say anything horrific.
What segment of the podcast do you use this for?
The bit when I, at the end when I take, when I just pull my dick out.
Nice.
And just.
Nice coffee, background music.
Just
for the,
slowly finish.
Yes. Do you do it on beat?
Jazz wank?
Jazz wank?
Yeah. I mean, what is, what's your musical rhythm for wanking? Gabber?
Slipknot. Psycho wanker?
Push my finger into my arse! I did my time done.
Could you be the dude in Slipknot that just hits the keg with a bat?
Oh, I. King! King! He could play the lamb bag, that fella, no bother.
Imagine.
Clown at the 12.
Is that his name?
I think so, eh?
Clown just fucking. That.
Some of them have like some of the best music videos of all time, including that one where they just went, we'll rent a house, we'll rack it, and it'll look class.
Duality?
Oh, why?
Push my finger into my cunt!
Niall, do you like Slipknot?
Never mastered.
Do you not have a mic today?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You never what into them, Niall? Massively, and
he wasn't big into them.
I'm a fair weather Slipknot fan. No good.
The shite.
Poser?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were just like, it was like a weird concept and people liked it, and then all the real metalheads were like, fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them with their songs that sound like hits. Yeah. You're like, I don't want any melody, thanks. And finally,
we're in.
It has ended.
There we go.
My guest today is the Boy Wonder. That was a nickname I gave you when you were actually a boy, and now you're 40.
Yeah, now I'm nearly 30. So
now you're 40 years old. Mm-hmm. Aaron McCann, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just come clean. This is going to be like wading through muck today.
Yes. This will be a tight shift.
This will be. Just get the head down and get through it.
The boys had a few pronies last night.
We had a gig there.
I had a few. You had one night in the Clayton and we're like, you were in Ibiza.
It wasn't even that exciting. Because basically, we did the Limelight show. It was just one of those. I hate when people go, it was a balmy evening. That makes it sound real romantic.
Mm-hmm.
My ball bag was like Nickelodeon Gak. Do you remember that? Couldn't get a hang of it. Do you ever try and pick it, like drop an egg on the floor and you're trying to get it off the tiles? That was my nuts. I couldn't get a hold of them. I had Alex Mack was my ball bags. Reference. So hot, very tiring. Good gig though.
It was a good gig.
Sold out gig. It was good to be out. And then afterwards, everyone fucked off, and it was us for a while. Then you fucked off, and it was me and Niall just working our way through about 70 Peronis.
Lovely.
Just slowly chipping away.
How are you feeling today, man?
Good.
Yes. Positive.
70%.
Well, 70%.
We were with our boy Michal there. He was doing sound. And normally, like, if there's one in the group that's more pished, doing more talking, they're the one where you're like, man, I gotta. But he was on form.
Yeah.
He wouldn't shut up. Whole fucking time. And then he took us to McDonald's at 2 in the morning.
That point in the night whenever Michal said something, both of us looked at each other like, well, who's getting that bit? Do you remember? We were chatting about...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We were chatting about me too. And he genuinely... You forget that some people just aren't, like, they wouldn't be like on social media or anything that regularly.
No, the dude's busy. Like,
the dude, so they don't fucking look at shit like that. And he's just like, I don't even know what is Me Too. Like, what is it?
And we were like, oh, it's, you know, like it was when someone came forward about being like sexually assaulted or raped or something, and then a lot of women felt safe enough to come forward and like Me Too, Me Too, Me Too, Me Too. And he went, is that not the thing where you like you swab your mouth and submit it to, for your DNA, and it tells you like your thing? And like, oh, that's 23andMe. And then we're like 23andMe too. Like,
yeah. You know, we'll swab up your asshole.
Yeah.
He told me this is supposed to go on my bum.
I think some cunt trying to track my ancestors last night.
I mean, that's that opens a whole Pandora's box of conspiracy.
Yeah,
Blind Boy's been on that too. Who's like,
they're collecting your data for. The Chinese are collecting your data.
You know, so that they just fucking have everyone's information, and then they just tell you, like, just to keep you busy, like, you're black, you know? And you're like, fuck off, Amma! I knew that!
I seen one of them memes, and it was like, you know, what do you think a hacker is? And it's like some guy with a hat down, and it's like what a hacker actually is, and it's like a Facebook page asking, you know, like a question that they can collect data about, and then guess your password. But yeah. You're like, who the fuck's giving out information on Facebook that could lead to their password being hacked?
Yeah.
Like, Cool FM's like, guys, type in your mother's maiden name in the comments.
Guys, we're running a competition. We just need the name of your first pet and your favorite color.
First holiday hotspot, go.
Oh, fuck. What was, you know the way they do that porn name thing where they're like, it's the name of your first pet and then, what was the second one?
What is the porn name again? It's first pet.
First pet and like, is it Mother's Maiden? No, it can be Mother's Maiden.
Mine's will be Sheep and McGee.
Oh, well, there's the name of the podcast. Sheep and McGee. Mine would be Casper Hillis, which actually sounds like a male porn star. I had a white goldfish called Casper. Cunt died immediately, you know what I mean? Got it home, fucking threw it in a bowl of water, and it was dead the next day.
Your parents didn't even try to do like a cover job where they got you a new fish or anything, nah?
It's hard to come by a white fish. I picked it out because, you know, me typically being an asshole, I was like, give the white one.
Uh-huh.
And then it could, irreplaceable. Give it the old drag backwards and all. You read that, just drag it backwards, it'll come to life. It's been dead all night.
I'm trying to fucking start thing. Do a lap of the castle, the fuck?
I just fucking pull the tail off it. Goldfish, where's the time? Yeah. What the? How did we get here? Oh yeah, things stealing your details.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you just have to. They're clever because they tie it in with things that are necessary.
Well, I was telling you about fucking trying to get a house sorted, and the amount of information they're looking.
Aye.
You're like,
they're just.
Are these cons reputable?
They're like, just so scared that. You don't have the money.
Yeah, which is a likely possibility.
Aye. But your old Timmy Moneybags there.
Aye.
Timmy Bank is, he's got over.
Yeah.
He's like, to secure this, I'll give you 9 years up front. 9 years rent up front. I'll just buy it. I'll buy it off you.
I'll just buy the gaff and then rent it out to the friends.
Aye. Wouldn't be like him. Wouldn't be unlike him. But, yeah, they just fuck. Because you're so used to the life on the phone now that they just ask you for anything and you're like, take it.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Just let me go on the Instagram.
My ma, anytime now, because like she got like one lesson where it was like, listen, if someone calls you up and they're asking for any info, just like immediately like put down the phone. But she can't put down the phone. She always has to give them like a telling off before she does it.
So you should be fucking ashamed of yourself.
Would you not fucking sort yourself out with a log of pound and a job somewhere instead of this shite and then hammers it down?
But she just doesn't know where to draw the line. So like, you know, like one of your sisters call her or something. Are you free tomorrow for lunch? Mind your own fucking business, you Chinese bastard.
That's how they get you, them cunts.
So they put on an accent and get the name of your offspring and pretend to fucking, that's how they get in there. You Chinese Trump cunt.
Oh, this isn't Dan. Were you in Beijing, you fucker, you?
I heard a wee twang. I heard a twang in that accent there. Fuck, clean off.
Why does that never happen? You know, like if someone from over here fucks off to like London, they get a wee bit of a twang, or if they go to America, a wee bit of a twang, but never fucking an Asian country. Like,
how you getting on, man? I dare honest, nice of a heifer. You know, they're or like the guy lives in Japan and he just does that R thing, but he's, you know, just totally normal.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking, it's good to be home, choking for a Baronaise. Can't get it for love nor money over there.
Good to be back home meeting up with the boys that are playing it heavily.
Fucking meeting up with the lads. It's been a while. Going to Rhyme Right tonight. And,
Racist! Rhyme Right tonight. Fair McNarsties with the boys.
There is a dying, absolutely dying and sweating through my legs.
Same.
There is an episode of Anthony Bourdain where he talks to a film director. Have you seen that one now? Now there's no mic today. What a nightmare. Where is it?
I can't tell if Niall just has no mic or if he's just dying and can't respond.
Did you go like, you have? And that guy lived in, where was that? Shanghai or something? The guy lived there, he was a film director, lived there for years and years and years. And he talked like, he was like, I am from Germany. Or so, like, he talked in like the rhythm of the way you would speak.
Is that the Requiem for a Dream director?
What's his name? Is he German? I don't know. I don't remember any of that.
Tribe shit?
But this guy had like the rhythm of a guy who lived in wherever the fuck China this was.
Yeah.
So it does happen a wee bit the other way. It would definitely happen with like English speaking countries.
Yeah.
You know, where you would be like fucking grab a wee bit of Australian.
Oh, why?
When you're away.
Oh, why?
Even Dutch Frank's sister there, she's in Australia, and her story, she'd be like, hey guys, I'm Dutch, you can't. And of course, Frank lives here, so he's the opposite end of the spectrum. Right. Fucking get out of there, you hear it.
Well, Lord, this is fucking crack. Well, Lord.
Any crack? Rhyme Right tonight?
Yeah!
I'm absolutely delirious.
Oh, same.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, it was good to be gigging last night, must say. We had a lovely wee dinner the other night, didn't we? We had your like last supper. It's one of them ones, you know, like where it should have been like a bit of a send off, and then you do seven more things together.
Yeah,
and then you go, and then we're over the next week anyway.
Yeah. Shout out to Grant's Restaurant, Noma. Which again, like you're a foodie, right? So I was kind of nervous, like
that's PC for fat bastard.
But I was kind of nervous, being like, this place is great, but they knocked it out of the park.
It was really good. It was just, I liked the no bullshit approach to the food. You know, it was just like, it is what it is, man.
Yeah.
We've got six things that are pretty much the same thing, stacked differently.
Because there's some places and you're like, this will look great on the gram, but you give me a plate of shite here.
Yeah. I'm not eating that flour. There's a dandelion on this. But there was like old school steakhouse vibes to this.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, you know, they're like, we do fillet steak. We do the Boston beef, which is like mash filled steak, onions,
mm-hmm.
and then pepper sauce jus.
You got like bullied into ordering it?
And then I was going to order the what was it?
Beef stroganoff.
Yeah, because I hadn't seen it on a menu ever.
Mm-hmm. And welcome to Tyrone.
But not, yeah, the time warp. Yeah, I went dead there. Now I realize when I think about it, it was. Like the stroganoff said, like strips of fillet beef in the peppercorn sauce. You know, I did get that, just mm-hmm. in a different shape.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
But
I was laughing. Maureen was like, like one spoonful and was like, oh, that is good champ now.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is good champ.
I do love champ.
Right.
Fierce man for the champ. It's Maureen. Yeah. Anything just buttery and a paste. She likes it.
Yes.
Yes.
But no, it was good shit. The duck was good.
Yeah.
Felt very mafia-esque in there.
Yeah.
Ordering cocktails.
Dark and Stormies?
Took one sip of the Dark and Stormy. My fucking arms went limp.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
And then it's so, like the light's so low and it was warm and all. I was like, I'm just going to fucking fall asleep sitting here.
Yeah.
It's cozy. Creme brulee, which I nearly had to take a fucking pickaxe to at one point.
Yeah.
You know?
I bust my creme brulee cherry. I never had it before.
Mm.
Lovely.
Very nice indeed. Strange because it's a combination of hot and cold in the one mouthful.
It still doesn't touch, and this is going to sound so basic, but it still doesn't touch a cheesecake for me now.
Well, cheesecake's very hit and miss, you see.
Mm-hmm.
If a place has the confidence to do a creme brulee, it's usually really good.
Well, it's the same. Cheesecake's the same with donuts. Yeah. Where it's like, you can either do it really well and it looks very basic.
Yeah.
Or you can do it where the cheesecake itself wasn't that great, but you fuck half a chocolate bar on top of it.
Very true.
Yeah.
What's your favorite flavor of cheesecake?
Fat just Talk. Like, just a classic.
Welcome back to Fat Talk.
Just a classic New York.
What's that?
Just the old, good old vanilla. Very plain, but done well. Vanilla, I don't like the fact that vanilla is used for, like, you know, born. Because vanilla done right is the flavor.
It's very vanilla.
Very nice. Vanilla is delicious.
Yeah, because where does that come from? Is that racist or are they talking about ice cream?
What do you mean? Like when people say,
like, if you go to an ice cream place and you're like, can I get vanilla? And people are like, you fucking boring bastard.
Aye, because it's used for, like, you know, it's like, how's the sex? Oh, it's kind of vanilla, you know, but Presbyterian.
Yeah. As you opposed know. To what? I had a bueno up my arse.
Yeah. How's the sex? Honeycomb?
Crunchy? Broke my tooth.
I definitely got something.
Broke my tooth, but it was good. Like.
How's the sex? McFlurry? She's broke.
McFlurry? Fucking spoon jammed us. Sauce all around the edge. Yeah. How's the sex? Raspberry Ribble. Left in a few days.
It was a raspberry ripple time of the month.
I give it a minute, you know what I mean? Just stuffed it in the cone. Yeah, it's true though. You get the fuck, you know, you go to O'Donuts. O'Donuts there, it's a favourite spot of ours.
Yeah, they do it perfect.
Get
that's
the
exactly
get
what you
the
want.
Fucking rind sugar donut and shut up.
Yeah.
Because the rest of it's fucking, it's not bad, but it's like, just get the donut.
Yeah.
Just get the circular donut.
The Boston Cream's good gear too. No? Not for you?
Who was I talking to the other day? And they were like, it's all about the cream distribution.
Because
I didn't know there was a cream in the middle of it. I thought that just applied to the top of it.
Yeah.
So I ate the whole fucking thing in like two bites. And the last bite had all the cream. So I was just taking a big fucking,
just a fucking
cream load in the mouth. Yeah. I was like, it comes out your nose.
Looking like Lana Rhodes. Do you want to hear a joke that Tim told me the other day and I was disgusted? Now, when you hear this here, it goes, what did Cinderella say when she got to the ball? I don't know. I was like, Tim Gallagher? Dirty bastard.
Dishonest online coach. More like.
You can't say fuck, but you can make... Yeah. Deep throat noises.
Deep throat jokes.
Grace is all right with that.
I mean, has he received the Gok 5000 or is he still
Gok 5000?
Or is he still
the Gok 5000?
Is he still thinking about it?
Will you fuck up, Keith?
Man's gonna die. We bust that first load.
Praise the Lord.
Fuck the Boston cream. It'll be Fentanyl cream.
Fentanyl cream.
You just land there dead. Grab a coffee, get your steps in. I'll be here.
It'd be like Jesus taking 3 days to get up again.
Well, he have a load of loose skin on his balls, like when you lose a load of weight quickly.
Oh, tattoo's fading off.
Oh, man.
Cock tattoos.
I imagine if you're in that state of mind and you were like, no, I'm holding out for the nut. You're gonna be hugely let down.
Aye,
you know it takes a bit of nothing, takes a bit of fucking practice. To
nothing can reach that level of, you know, pent up expectation in your mind. You know.
Oh yeah, like Lavery's there, and we had the first Lavery's back. I thought it was gonna be like, I was gonna be carried on stage in a chariot.
Yeah,
and it was all right.
Aye, it's like Drake. You know, he's fucking about this album for a couple of months. It's like, you know, you're shooting yourself in the foot there.
He's gonna ruin it for himself, you think?
Well, it's just like,
have a word with him.
He's so massive that every album can't just be, oh, that's a good album. It has to be almost like a total fucking reset of everything. You know?
And that, a lot of pressure. It's that old saying, good and done is better than perfect.
And I thought there was going to be a rhyme scheme there, but it still sounds good.
No. I'll leave that up to Drake. All I can imagine is Tim sitting.
That sounds like a Drake lyric. Good and done was what we had. It was never perfect.
Suck my dick, just no reason.
Sweet as sugar, you taste like sherbet. You know, sounds like a direct bar.
Vanilla pussy. Bueno in the anus.
Oh,
sucking on my twirl.
Raspy ripple. Pissing on your nipples.
Two bitches one time. Yeah. Call that a Twix. Yeah.
Me and my bitches in Morelli's. Burn out Pirelli's. Rum and raisin.
Oh, fuck.
Drake, like, I'm sweating, man. Yeah, we had our first lab. By the way, I didn't like the full dissection of my personality at that dinner we had the other night.
What do you mean?
It was like an intervention.
Oh, what?
You were like, oh, I'm enjoying my dinner, and then, oh, such and such. And you know the way people are like that, and then, like, everyone turns around to me, and the problem with your personality is...
Wait, hang on.
Huh?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, it was Maureen just fucking attacking me.
Yeah. I'll notice that, though, because I am, like, vintage third wheel. That I'll notice sometimes that, like, couples will have, like, sort of digs at each other, and I'm just like, I shouldn't be here for this. I shouldn't have an opinion to offer on this.
Well, it was, I can't remember. Was it bad?
Probably, no. It was just, nah.
She's like, you're a very good judge of character to the point where you're a wanker.
Yeah.
I'm very forgiving and I have a lot of time for people, but you don't. I'm like, yeah, because I fucking know they're
no,
like
I assholes. No, I do. I swear to God, though, whoever, like, I'd say God help the doll that I get with, because if she's going through yourself and Rebecca McCann, she'll be totally character assassinated. Like,
nah.
You'd have to be a dote to get through these two, like.
Just me and your ma?
Oh, why?
On the panel?
Oh, why? Because you both do it, but in very different ways.
Like, good cop, bad cop.
She'll be sitting there going, now you don't want me to bring in Colin, do you?
It's more like good cup, bad cup, where she's like, if she makes shite, take it out the fuck.
Yeah.
Phase too one.
She's like, oh, the milk's gone in first.
Red flag.
See you later.
Chinese spy. Get her out of here.
And she's like, are you looking at my bank details, you bastard? Is this, them bastards are doing the long game now.
Oh no, fuck, they're embedded. They're embedded.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, fuck, sir.
Yeah, no, it'll be hectic. God love them.
Yeah, and then over there. And then everyone was fucking.
Wait, where was this?
What?
I just heard someone was fucking. It's like, what gig was that?
No, that was, that, you know, that night out. Yeah, it turned into a bit of a character assassination to me. Which it was cool with. What else was I going to say? I was going to. Oh, yeah. Do you know what I think we should talk about more? I don't think... Have we went through it in full detail? The Omidjalili fiasco? Because no. I don't think I'd heard it. Are you allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, okay.
This is vintage McCann, where, like, you... I don't know what it is about you, but people warm to you, and then you end up with the most mental stories. Remember, like, when you first went to LA or something, you're like, oh, I just got talking to this couple, and they just bought me fucking dinner and drinks all night, and then got me... You remember that? Like, just things that happen. And then the Omidjalili thing, which was what? You made the Joe Rogan video.
Put it up. I got, like, there was a couple of, like, you know, I think the first man that was, like, of notoriety that, like, retweeted it or liked it was referee Herb Dean. And I was like, right, now we're off to the races, right? And then I was just sort of like, I
would be more impressed with that than the Rogan one.
I just sort of then was fucking, I came back to it every so often, whatever. But I had a follow from him. A DM from him, and then I checked that, and he was like, he goes, love the video, big man. And then he was like, I went to uni in Korean. They call me the Fenian Turk. And I was like, that's fantastic, right? And then he was like, whereabouts are you from in Northern Ireland? And I was like, oh, Oma. And he's like, no shit, I'm in a wedding, Oma, like next week. And I was like, oh, fuck, right. And he goes, yeah, we should grab a coffee or something. And then I was like, yeah, whatever.
Is he Turkish?
No, I think they just called him that because they're racist.
Oh, right. Is but, Iranian?
But, and then that never happened. And I was like, well, that's just probably something that'll never go anywhere. And then he was like messaging me again, being like, do you ever like gig in London? And I was like, oh, I am actually in London next week. And he was like, oh, what day? And I was like, oh, well, I'm there from like Tuesday to Friday. And he's like, I'm available Tuesday if you want to meet up, like in the afternoon. I had nothing lined up and then just booked the flight. Was like, fuck it, book the flight, go over, meet him, and then like I kept at Vittorio's house. Met him and then he just fucking was like, oh, you should come out here to London and shit, so.
Did Vittorio be like, can he go for coffee with me? I'm a fucking ethnic too. These new glasses are hectic.
But yeah, very, very fucking nice guy.
How and, weird though, what a weird.
Genuinely like cares about, like seems to care about people that are like trying to fucking do shit like.
What a weird connection though, it's so out of the blue. Like,
yeah.
But fair play to him for being super nice, man. Yeah,
very nice guy.
Let's watch a bit of stand-up. Foreign accent.
This sketch was actually based on truth. It's actually called foreign accent syndrome. Apparently people have had strokes and they've woken up with a different...
It's funny because he's very, you know, super posh and then just launches into fucking... The way he would come out and do like the accent for like 10 minutes and then it would just fade off. And he's like, I don't actually talk like that.
There was actually a Geordie woman who woke up with a Jamaican accent. It's absolutely true. She woke up and they said, how are you feeling? She went, easy no. And when she heard her accent, because how do you feel? She goes, I'm totally devastated. There's a very clear differentiation between having a condition and simply being a ponce. There are some people who put on accents and they're very poncy. You know, there are some people who think it's very cool to pronounce anything ethnic with the correct accent.
Oh, yeah.
You see people at theatre festivals saying, oh, yes, I went to see a great French theatre company called Le Théâtre de la Nuit du Bain. And what's that Spanish dance company, the Spanish thing, the dance thing from Spain, it's on the tip of my tongue, the Oye, mire, yo quiero que salga California, it's a good and bien dance workshop from Madrid. It's amazing.
Madrid.
And what's that Nigerian theatre company? What is going on? I don't believe it. Theatre company. Lagos, really experimental. Now, if anybody wants to learn a Nigerian accent, it's very simple. Just go into your spam email, so just click one on it, just read. He goes, my name is Chief Makinde. I want to transfer $9 million into your private account. Would you like a bigger penis? I found shifting accent for me is very useful, especially if plumbers come round. If plumbers come round...
Ironically, what about a perfect third mic in this podcast right now?
Oh. You're a catsy, hey, slosh your cake, mate, slosh your cake, hey, come and be skits, hey, come and be skits, hey, do you want some, mate, hey? And my wife says, what the hell are you doing? I say, I'm trying to blend in. We're middle class, they might rip us off, you know? And be like them, and they give us a proper price. Of course, I don't have to do that anymore, because when a plumber comes around, I just say, Dzień dobry, rozumiem po polski.
Funny.
And so you ought to sing, like, the night of Top Secret. I went on before him for, like, 10 minutes. And, like, if you look him up on YouTube, it's all fucking hilarious, but it's all TV work. But seeing that guy in like a club setting,
yeah,
phenomenal.
Yeah, because he can just shape shift.
Yeah,
just fucking like there, just become whatever the fuck.
But you can tell when you're watching someone like that too, that they're like a fucking veteran, like, you know.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
real good shit.
Yeah, I love a wee funny accent bit.
No way.
You know it's good, like, but yeah. They're dying out now. You know you can't do it these days. I mean, if I was in fucking Spain for 2 weeks, I'd look like him. Would I not?
Not the farthest stretch, like, to be fair.
How many older? Fuck it, yeah, like, if you know, I would pass as a pale Middle Eastern.
Yeah, clearly I have a type, you know?
McCann's got all these fucking fat bald sugar daddies. So he's offered me a coffee and I said I happened to be in London. And I got mean, a fucking four-part flight to
like,
London.
Like, a sugar mama for me would actually be, like, the way forward. Like, that's what I would actually really like. You know.
Well, there you go. We'll clip this and we'll put it out.
Aye.
What's your top end of age bracket?
Fuck, sir, I go all the way up to like mid-50s.
Would you?
Oh, aye. Deck them down, get fed, but watered,
that's the
home.
I think that's the real trade-off. Is you got a woman who has her shit together, career
perfect
woman, and but the only thing she needs is fucking serious pipe.
Yeah. And I could train for it. Yeah. There are YouTube tutorials, you know?
Yeah, you need to be just really laying it down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wondered, are older women like that, where they're like, I'm just turned on because this guy's younger than me? Because if you're like a 50-year-old dude and you're like, I'm banging this 23-year-old, it would just be exciting because she's like, she's like 23.
Yeah.
She might be a straight up three.
I always wondered the dudes too. They're like, you know, they have a fuck ton of money and they'll even like see a good looking doll on Twitter or something and then just like send them $2,000 out of the blue. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, fuck's sake, like that.
Prostitutes.
That's what you want there.
Yeah, because I mean it's the oldest trade off in the world, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on that level, you're just like, I'm sure there's plenty of fucking women. I mean, literally, like they have them on that fucking podcast. That, what do you call it? No Jumper.
Yes.
Where people are like professional fucking hoes.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, just fucking hang out with this cunt, pretend that I like him.
Oh, daddy,
fucking all this shit. And you leave.
That's like, enough for me.
And you leave like, well, that's...
The illusion is ground.
That, I know. But
ignorance is bliss.
But that's men for you.
Yeah.
Men would be like, just fucking, while we're together, make it a nice time.
Yep.
S my D, pretend like I'm class, have this money and fuck off.
If I can enjoy professional wrestling, I can also enjoy a loveless relationship. Do you know what I mean? If I can watch Friday Night SmackDown...
If I'm retarded enough to enjoy men pretending to fight, I can take a soulless handjob off you for a grand.
110%. In fact, even better.
That's why it works that way.
Yeah.
Because men are like, it's very surface level. Like, tell me I'm class, you know, pretend like you fancy me, fucking touch my penis.
Yeah.
And then they're like, here's my PIN number.
Yep.
And girls are a bit more like, can I get some sort of blood oath?
I mean, the only...
going on here before we can go for coffee.
Blood oath.
You know what I mean? They want like real commitment.
Like the only thing though of dating an old doll would be the like the conversation and chatter. There'd be so many references and stuff, and there'd be so much like that you just.
Yeah, she wouldn't get any of that Drake business we were doing there.
Nah.
Rappy ripples on my nipples.
She's missing out in great tear crack. I don't even know what the fuck you chat there about. You know how young'uns are shite these days.
Just like a seal in Minari's.
Dorothy Perkins, chat to me. Discuss.
You could be. You never know. 50 might be the new 30.
It's true.
You get some. You know, you get some real fucking gym bunny 50-year-olds like throw you off a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking behind them and you're like, oh shit, son. They turn around like a horror movie.
Yeah,
someone's aged weird.
I feel like though they have to like normalize it sort of. And I hate that word. But you know how like Tinder now is like everyone online dates, but like it would still feel seedy to go out of your way to look for like an older woman or like an older, like there's a fucking weirdness to it. Like
to go out, what do you mean?
Well, because they have their own sites. Anything that isn't like an app, you would just be like, this is, what am I doing here? You know,
how well would you do like, what's the one for older people? Plenty of Fish.
Don't know. Well, I don't know if they're fish at that age, probably.
But you know what I mean?
Like scrapyard.
Like if you went onto that website and just uploaded your profile and you're like, I'm 27, and I'm just really into fucking old gash. And would you get fucking swarmed on, or would they be like,
bit decent social experiment?
Fired up,
I suppose.
Fired up there. My dad's 11 months left on Plenty of Fish.
Oh, really, sir, that's one of my favourite. Have you told that in this podcast? You better.
Probably.
So funny.
I did it in stand up.
Just that.
Do you know that story? My dad was on Plenty of Fish and met someone after a month and still had the year subscription. He was like, "Here, any chance?"
That's so wild, mate. To be like, "Here, I actually need to cancel."
How's it going? I found love immediately. Actually, got married, but here. £15 a month, £15 a month.
You're right, there's plenty of fish. They're too many, if anything.
Aye.
And I'll find one.
Plenty,
and,
yeah, you may get rid of them before they go off.
Plenty of fish, but also plenty of pish, to be honest.
Plenty of skin here. what a miserable bastard. Like.
That's so funny. That's hilarious. Tell him to fucking give me his account details.
That'd be funny. Like.
Me and your little boy sharing plenty of fish accounts like it's Netflix. We both have our own sign-on icons.
You go to log in, it's like, there are too many users on your account. Everyone's trying to cash in that old flap.
I was chatting to, I met like a mate's girlfriend for the first time the other day. We were chatting about like, you know that like Twitter thread startup of like girls X, but they're very like, it's not like shit where it's like,
X?
Aye, so it's like
things
something
they don't like?
Aye, so something that you just can't, you can't like ignore. Mm. It used to be a thing where it was like an act would be, say, a guy that's like really into Marvel films, and you're like,
a deal, like a deal breaker,
yeah, yeah, sort of. But like in their personality, they like can't help it. But they've went so specific that it's absolutely hilarious, because it's like little social scenarios that don't really mean anything, but in her eyes, she's like, oh, he just seems really demasculated in that like little instance.
Where so, did
like,
you see this again? Is this
it was on Twitter.
Okay.
So like one of them was like, one of them was like when he's trying to get the waiter's attention and can't get it. And then another one was like when he's on like when he's on a train and it kind of it like fucking shakes a bit. He does that wee stumble.
Yeah, well that's that reminds me of like when Chris D'Elia did the sabitch thing. Uh-huh. It's like sabitch to get out of the back of a 2-door car when you're a grown man. You know, like with things that are like just like just a wee bit fucking. Oh yeah, I mean that's so fun. But that's girls for you, you know.
On the
ever evolving and multiplying list of things that are insufferable.
I was laughing like even thinking about that there. I remember, you know, whenever I was away and you used to like if you were going home from something with your dad and you'd pretend to fall asleep in the back so he'd like lift you up and fucking throw you into bed.
19 years old.
There was one time, I remember one time I tried to get away with it and I knew it was kind of like on the brink of not being suitable for it.
Yeah.
And he went, you can fucking lie there. Close the door on me.
Oh yeah, totally. Oh, I mean, fuck. You know, I have a fucking year and a half old and I'm right now I'm like, if you get him at the end of the day when he's got 3 meals in him, I'm like, you're a fucking bag of sand, bro.
Aye.
Walk.
Yeah.
You can walk now. That's so fucking funny. Do you remember that meme when it was something like, a guy has to have his own house, got his own car, good job, 6 foot plus and all? And it's all, and it was all just like,
nothing.
And what are you bringing to the table? A cracked iPhone and a bad attitude?
Yeah. What is your ick, Colin?
Oh, fuck me. I hate the word ick is a good start.
Yeah.
Just wait. I mean, like, weird things like, a lot of personal hygiene type things, really.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like teeth and fucking weird crusty mouths and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or like eating weird or using a knife and fork weird or chewing your mouth open. It's all stuff like that.
Any like personality trait type things? Or not really?
Well, yeah. Loads, obviously.
Yeah.
Loads. I hate, and it's just anyone in general, that sort of like, you know, people who are like think it's cool, or usually a lot of attractive people are just like, I just kind of float through and everything, nothing really lands on me. And I'm like, what? I hate that. I hate like dopey.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. What? You know, that sort of dithery. I don't like fellas like that either.
Yeah.
Like, what? Fucking dude. You're just like, fucking, get the fucking shit together. I don't like that. What are some of yours? Do you know any off the top of your head?
The main one I always think of is like treating anybody in any scenario like shit, that you don't know. Like, so like if you're out for dinner and they start like harping up to the waiting staff or something, or like just a real clear indication that they've never worked like or been near served a shitty anything. Job
yeah.
at
yeah.
all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever. That fucking grinds my gears.
Yeah, you are good at it, because like earlier, the girl made 2 flat whites instead of 3. And instead of going, oh, sorry, I actually ordered 3 there, you were very polite to her and you just went, 3.
No, I didn't.
3.
No, I didn't say that.
And she went, what? And you went, 3.
All lies.
And then she had to go back and make it.
All lies. My issue is I actually sometimes I'm like, right, I'm doing a bit too much here. Like, they're going to think I'm like fucking doing a social experiment or something.
I would hate to be going out with someone where they couldn't just work into the mix of a situation. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you brought someone, you see it a lot with people who are like, they're plus ones or something. They're like a girl or a fella is just, you know, you have to like take care of them in a...
Oh, and like group dynamics?
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, hold on, let's check if this fucking weirdo's okay because they can't talk to anybody.
To be fair though, I mean, if you're kind of an introverted person, that's a lot like to like go into a friend group of like 6 or 7 people and you only know one person. That's a lot like. Bang, 6 first impressions off top.
I would be... very heightened awareness in that situation that person was there by themselves, you know, like,
yeah,
I would probably try. And that's another thing, it might be from doing comedy where you're just like, I don't like people to be uncomfortable.
Yes, I agree.
In a thing, like, I like them to go like, if you're here, fucking shit whenever, you know, he'll just say to people, shit in the house,
yeah,
eat whatever you want, spare bog rolls are in there,
yeah,
we all nap, go for a sleep, you know, like,
yeah,
try and make people comfortable, except you, but.
Yeah, I remember, no, I remember,
hit like, you with what, a dildo when you're sleeping.
I remember one of the first times I went to your house, and you were like, take a shit there, and I was like, no, I'm grand, and he goes, take a shit.
Yeah, I certainly need a shit, and there's no way you don't.
Because you could, like, tell that I was, like, holding off because I was in your house for the second time ever.
Yeah.
Take a fucking shit.
You haven't
shit.
Even been to this other, the new house? The nope. New year house?
COVID times and all
when that. When are you going away?
Saturday.
Saturday. And then what did your mum say? You can't move in this Saturday because something.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
The most old school Niall, white witch rules of all time.
Niall, I'm very intrigued to hear if you've heard of this, right? Have you heard of the thing where it's bad luck to move into a house on a Saturday?
No, I haven't.
Well, basically, right, I was saying to mum about the fact we were moving on Saturday, and she goes,
did you find out what the saying was?
It rhymes, and you're like, she'll say it to you, and you're like, mum, just because it rhymes doesn't make it any more real. Like, it's still something that a rickety old bitch many years ago said, and now you took it as gospel, you know? Also, too, now that I think about it, the whole Saturday, whatever, short stint, I think it's, is it Saturday fucking?
I'm trying to look this up. Moving house on a Saturday.
I mean, it probably doesn't exist in Google because it's something that was just said in Ardstraw.
Because they said, it's Ardstraw.
It's a wee town in Tyrone.
Common in Western superstitions, it's unlucky to move into a new house on Fridays, Saturdays and rainy days because these days of the
rainy
week.
Rainy days?
Don't allow you to fully settle into your new home.
When the fuck do you move in the new house in Northern Ireland then?
It's half an hour quick. It's about to turn. What did you think it was? The saying was so like fucking.
It was like.
Like an old woman with a cloak would say it.
Saturday Flynn short stint. And I was like. And then, you know, you think you're going to like laugh at it, then move on. And the next thing you know, I'm forking out £100 for an Airbnb.
Because you can't go in on a Saturday.
I'll probably go in and I'll drop Murr or something first day.
Yeah. I heard a great story about, you know, Josh Homme,
mm-hmm.
Queens of Stone Age. And he was like, I used to work in construction. We were doing up a hotel or something. And he goes, on the first day, I dropped something like 20 mirrors out the side of a lorry. And he goes, so I have no luck.
Yeah.
You know, if that's how it works, just get rid of it all. Yeah. One fucking,
the man's worth a fortune.
No. Fantastic musician. And so you're, because it probably wouldn't have been so serious until you mentioned it to him and he's like, oh, Jesus, no, you can't.
But even though, like, now thinking about it, right, maybe it's something to do with, like, couples where it's like, you know, if you move in and that, it's like a bad aura for the relationship or something. But sure, what am I? I'm not leaving the house. I don't give a fuck if we follow it or not.
Yeah, it's three lads in a house. It is bad aura.
Yeah.
The whole thing is fucking bad aura. So, where is it miles outside?
Full drainage system there in my fucking stomach?
Outside of London? Is it miles out?
No, it's not even. Well, it's like, the area itself is dead.
Yeah.
Dead, bruv. And then, that's actually the name of the area. No, it's like Bromley by Bow. So it's like northeast.
Bromley by Bow.
Bromley by Bow.
Brandy and Brisky.
There's fuck all in the area, but there's a tube station right beside us. So, that'd be it is.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
Nah.
You know, I wouldn't mind that. As long as...
And the list of hits to take, that's probably the best one. Where it's like, oh, you don't have a high street, but who gives a fuck?
Yeah, the flat looked dace, though.
Oh, why?
Really, really dace.
Way too nice for me, you know?
Ah, you're like...
Way too nice.
You're like, my God, a bed?
A double bed is actually something that I'm like, I've never had before. Don't know what to do with the room.
Are you going to wake up some night and forget that you're not in the bunk bed? And like, break both your ankles because the floor is so close?
I mean, hopefully I just don't get... Hopefully this thing can, like, cure my sleep paralysis.
Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night gasping for a piss? Say you've been drinking or something, and you're just like, I can't be arse getting off this bunk bed.
Oh, and take the risk if I, like, push myself all the time.
Or do you just keep a wee bottle at the side of the bed? Just dangle your dick out?
No, but I have a few... I had a friend that did that one time, and it fucking made me ill because he had his unemptied pish bottle, like, near his bed. And I thought it was, like, a Powerade. And he's like, oh, it's just my pish, lad. Just, men are dirty bastards. Like,
I mean, like, doing it.
Hey, that's an ick right there.
Doing it is one thing. secretly
championing it?
Yeah.
To your mate?
Yeah.
Sabat
the piss. Oh, fucking sorry. Move out of the road there. I was just collecting piss. Like I'm fucking...
And it was like a big DiCaprio ball of Lucozade.
DiCaprio and the Aviator.
And it was like one of them big balls of Lucozade. He'd peeled the fucking wrapping off so he could display it more.
Yeah.
And the thing was near filled to the fucking tits.
Here's
with
two,
pish.
Here's two things. You know, thank God, you know, your dick is probably bigger than you think it is when you go to jam it. When you go to jam in the top of a bottle. It would have to be around a wide mouth. And then you get that seal where it gives it the old fucking the old toad throat. And then and then you piss loads.
Yeah.
You piss loads every time you piss. It's like 2 liters.
Yeah. That'd be a great game show where it's like boys that think they can fill a 2 litre and just, they get a cash prize for it.
Welcome back to fucking...
Welcome back to Full Lult. You know what I noticed today, sir? Even it's something about that burp reminded me. You have this amazing ability.
Thank you.
To like seamlessly insert words and phrases into sentences and you don't pick up on it until after it's done. Like today, whenever this morning you were like, where do you want a general emergence go? And I was like,
I know, but it was,
hang on, I have to like,
but I didn't do it by accident, I was joking.
Place this round. And then, no, but that's what I mean, you're able to do that, and it takes me like 10 minutes to be like, well, what did he ask me there? And then the day in the car, whenever you were like, you were driving to the studio, and I was in the passenger seat, and you were like, what did you say? I'll buzz up the phrase of it, like, but you were like, yeah, so basically, I think what we'll do is do a podcast today, and then I'll probably do a solo, immaculate tits, and then we'll do a solo one after.
Yeah, Lisburn Road was crawling the
day. Oh, why?
Crawling.
Lisburn Road, mental gentrification in the past 3 years.
No.
It absolutely is.
No.
None of those spots exist whenever I was in uni.
No, but Lisburn Road was always that.
There's a juice bar. There was in Botanic.
That's gentrification. There's no gentrification in. Lisburn Road was the punchline. Oh, fucking Lisburn Road.
Is that where the whole like BT99 comes from?
Yeah, like fucking, you know, like Mae McFetcher would be like, where are you from? And they'd be like, oh, Lisburn Road. And they'd be like, oh, BT9, you get your big issue delivered.
But as a guy from Tyrone who moved up here for uni, Lisburn Road, whenever I was there, was never like a kind of Lani Darrier. If anything, it was like where you went for a pizza after night out. Or Gucci chips.
Yeah, but that's low Lisburn Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long road.
Right.
And the further you go up, it's like, this is an artisan candle store. You know, it's like...
Yes, as you dander up.
Down that end, where you can still, like, get at it from Queens.
Yes.
For a Gucci chip.
Yes. The scum, like
that's
me...
That's not Lisburn
collect
Road.
Collect at the bottom of the pint glass.
Lisburn Road is you go up, yeah. And then there's, like, a, you know, like a little furniture shop. Where you're like, do we need this magazine holder for 18 grand? You know, that's where you know you're in an affluent area, when the shop has tat that's cost a fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's made a reindeer out of logs. Do we need 3 of these for the house?
We need this.
What are they? £650 each. Yeah. I'll take them all.
You know, that's a sort of... Or you have a shop that just sells, like, shawls.
Yeah.
You know?
Let me get some sort of drape for my shoulders when I'm drinking cocktails.
Yes, the shawl drip is on point today.
And I'll tell you who that is. Maureen.
Yeah.
Maureen is very much glasses the size of your face. Don't look at me. And then I'm just going to drink this expensive thing over here.
Maureen would look well in like the Great Gatsby times, I think.
That's her deal. She is very much that, yeah.
Yeah.
And she has an innate ability to, if she had like a sixth sense, it's for expensive things.
Yeah.
You could show her like, you could bring out 5 watches and be like, they're all shiny, they're all diamonds, they're all different brands. And she'd be like, I like that one. And she would just know nothing about it. And it's £20,000.
That's her sixth sense?
Yeah.
I see deer stuff.
Exactly. You go into like a, you know, just even buying stuff for the baby, like buying a pram, we just sort of zeroed it. You know, it's like she has 2 of them things that find water.
Yeah.
What do you call those? These sticks that just go like this. And she's just like, which one costs the most?
I will get the Louis Vuitton one.
For no reason at all. That one. And then the guy's like, hey, there's this one here and it's £1,400. I'm like... I'll just carry him for a year.
I love that one where you buy something expensive and it's like, you know, you could get it for cheaper and someone just goes, seen you coming?
Well, the problem was that if they were talking about the pram incident, mm-hmm. the guy was like, this one's 1400 on. And I was like, what about this black one? He goes, that's a special edition now. It's about 1500. And I went,
that's a Virgil collab.
I'm like, it has to be the black one, I'm afraid. It has to be the AMG model.
It's the off-white pram.
Aye. Fuck. But yeah, she's tremendous at it. Like she's not into watches, but she followed Pride and Pinion. And then she'll just, I'll be like, what do you think of that one? What do you think of that one? What do you think of that? She's like, no, not really into it. And then she'll just send me like the Cartier fucking Santos thing with the diamonds around it. And I'm like, well, of course you like that one.
Aye.
Well, it's fucking £30,000.
Well, I maybe not Lisburn Road then, but I even Botanic. I was like I was walking down the other day and I was like, there's a lot of dungarees about here.
Aye, but that's the youth are changing.
And I'm liking it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining about it. It's a great thing. But I just never was afforded that luxury. So I'm just like, for fuck's sake.
The look for girls at the minute is skater jeans that I'd have worn
into it
when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically just a silk tissue over your tits.
Yes. Correct. Hey, now that's the one thing you get the MILFs wearing.
No.
Granny's not wearing a Thrasher t-shirt to fucking dinner.
No, and do you know what? That does give me the turge.
Thrasher t-shirts?
No, is the like, you know, when women hit a certain age, she's like, I'm not letting these swing about. Because it's obscene. There's a cuteness to like maybe titties.
Yeah.
You hit a certain age, you're like, she's got fucking tits.
Yeah.
Spilling out everywhere.
Dope tits.
Dope tits are the cute ones.
Yeah, cute tits.
But then you get the full, you know, the norks when it moves into like, these need strap down.
There's an in-between, you know? There's an in-between.
Yeah. And that's where your dick goes.
Oh, fuck.
Truth bombs. Do you want to answer some questions?
Aye, go ahead.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Question number one. What's the crack with your face? No, we've got questions here from the Patreonicals. God damn. Is there people sending links and shit? Oh, fuck, I might have to open it up here.
Links and shit.
Links and shit in my taint. My screen is bogging.
Skiddly bop. Boom.
Load more. Jesus, we've a pile of them here. You're a popular man. Lisburn Road has been gentrified. But yeah, the youth are changing. It's you know, they're probably like not as scummy.
They're way more sensible.
Bit more health conscious.
I think a lot of them look at the Lowlands and go, not for me.
Hmm.
You know, but you don't hate.
Yeah.
I slept there last night. Fuck's sake.
Hated it?
Yep.
It's a kept, like. Belfast's housing, it has its own housing crisis. As in, there's no in between.
Yep.
Much like the tits. You've got absolute kept. Quite high end, that's just not even really sensible to be paying for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nowhere really decent in between. Unless you want to move to, like, the outskirts of Belfast.
Yep.
Belfast needs gentrified.
Yep.
You know, you shouldn't be able to like walk just out of the city centre and it be an absolute dump.
Mm-hmm.
Should still be, you know, decent expensive property in there. And get them out. Kick them out of their houses. I'm joking, I'm just going full Tory there. If you could have one skill that you couldn't currently have, what would it be? Just to be able to click my fingers and get rid of a hangover.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
I mean, if you had something like, if you could just like compartmentalize thoughts the way like a high-end sports person could do it.
Yeah.
That would be it. Because you could navigate anything. You could just be like, let me switch on ultra confidence.
Yeah.
And just fucking do whatever I want.
Yeah. Insecurity, you're like, control, alt, delete that shit.
And a lot of therapist people would tell you, you can absolutely do that yourself.
Yes. If you believe.
Truth bomb. By the way, shout out to everyone who bought the merch. Flying out.
Truth bombs?
Aye.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Did you get one?
Nope.
Do you want one?
I'm just kidding.
No, not bad. I can't remember who I gave one to. Could sort it out, like.
I'm talking about the show.
As long as you get social media back and post about it. When are you getting social media back?
Next week.
Oh, what a day. What a day.
What a day.
You're moving to London and you're allowed to take one local takeaway, one local drink, and one local celebrity who you take with you.
Oh, sir. One local drink?
Well, I'm sure you can get local drinks over there. You know what I mean? You're not going to fucking Saudi Arabia. Like, you're just going across the road.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking.
Never mind that.
Local takeaway, I would just have Giuseppe's fucking...
Really?
Streamline across to me. Yeah. There's something about Tyrone pizza. Just that stuff, really. That's okay. Different gravy.
And one local celebrity. Weird one.
Julian.
Or Sarah Arne in London. Someone sent me this. Naomi Mitchell. The backbone of Northern Irish podcasting.
Yes.
From Muff to Slut's End, take a rude road trip around Ireland this summer. So there you go.
Where's Slut's End? What's that postcode? I don't like the noise I just made there.
BT5 LUT. We're all looking for a staycation that stands out from the crowd this summer. Ditch the Instagram-worthy locations because we have an alternative suggestion. Ireland's rudest road trip. From a pint in Bastard Town to an evening on Willie Rouge Island. Create a trip that will be the envy of all your foul-mouthed friends. Where else have they got them? Or is that the fucking height of it? Just give me a list of the names, sure.
Interesting, like, tourism slant there.
So you can go... okay. You can go to Nobber.
Lovely.
Which is in Meath, I believe, near or outside Dundalk. Balls Bridge, that's a known one.
Where's that?
It's Dublin, Balls Bridge. Have you ever heard of Balls Bridge? Slut's End, never heard of that. The National Botanic Gardens of Ireland, rudely named Slut's End, is in Dublin. Fanny's Town. I'm Guy Fieri, welcome to Fanny's Town. Whore Town. Now we're talking.
Now we're cutting.
Now we're at Wexford, boasts a beautiful whore town. Bastards Town is brilliant.
Bastards Town.
Take you straight to Bastards Town.
That sounds like somewhere in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, this one's made me weak. Duty's Bottoms. Hello, welcome to Duty's Bottoms. It's a small community found in the heart of Donard, County Kerry. Fuck me. Cock Hill. This one's good. Spunkane.
An actual just tour you can do. You pay money and they take you to a load of places that...
No, this is just someone has collated all the rudest place names.
Just go there for a few Instagram captions.
And you can go there. Willie Rouge Island, Muff, and that's the end of the... Now, this one is brilliant. There are three places in the world with this name. The northernmost place is a region of Mayo called Ireland. They're in good company because they have one in Turkey and Nicaragua. Name of the town? Come.
Class.
I'm nipping in to come here.
Spelled C-U-M?
Aye.
Oh my god. Fantastic. Someone got up to a bit of badness with that one now. Aye. They knew what they were at with that one.
Come. I wonder, yeah.
What a big flex to say you named a town. And then just treating it like an Xbox Live gamer tag. Come Dungeon.
Come Dungeon. 1, 2, 3. Just the address is, it must be hilarious. Like.
Oh my.
Number one, Main Street, come.
That's what the party invites say.
Or don't. It's up to you. Muff. But yeah, so there we are. A lot of stupid places. When Aaron and Tim move to London, who's going to be at the top and who's going to be at the bottom?
I'll go top bunk.
You're used to it.
Say.
He has to get up and have a coffee, grab his steps. We're on it today, boys. Will Aaron be touring in England when he's over, or will he be strictly London-based?
Yes, I'd love to do a tour, actually. Just basically...
Milton Keynes. Leeds. Ipswich.
Yeah. I'd like to find, like, you know...
Duty's Bottoms.
Like, the dailies of England or something. You know, like, it's where it's like a weekend at pub out of town, but a lethal upstairs room. Just get there for the crack.
You wouldn't do the arenas, no?
No.
No. If you were doing a... If you're going to set up a new marching day, what would the march be in celebration of?
What's that noise?
Did I leave that fan? It's probably them boys downstairs, you know what I mean? Fucking waxing their taints. What would the march be for? Just a big old piss up.
Aye.
You know, just... You call it just the fucking... The zigzag march.
Winner. And happy birthday to Nick Gurr, if you're watching. someone in chat wants me to say that.
Happy birthday,
Nicker.
Oh.
All right. We do have also honorable mentions.
Yes.
Oh, the fear.
You done fucked up there.
The fear.
Winner. And happy birthday to Nick Gurr, if you're watching. Someone in chat wants me to say that.
Happy birthday, Nicker.
Look at the fear.
Does she react to it after she says it?
Not the first time, which just makes it funnier, because she's like, happy birthday to Nick Gurr. And then. Winner.
And happy birthday to Nick Gurr, if you're watching. Someone in chat wants me to say that.
Happy birthday, Nicker. All right.
Oh, the fear.
That's legit. Just that. That's the moment she knew she fucked up.
You know, ding, put in that fucking Microsoft noise.
Ding. How are people still getting caught, William? Like the Bart Simpson call up fucking Moe's Tavern prank calls.
Been off at turn two, which I assume is the exit. At
Sorry, just a bit of Formula One coverage there. No, oh, definitely getting taken off the internet for that. favorite aftershave? Big questions.
I like a nice Sauvage.
You like a nice Sauvage? Yeah. I like the two, but sure, every cunt wears it now.
No. How do you stand out from the crowd in the aftershave? That's the thing. What do you wear?
At the minute, I have Armani. Is it Armani Code Sport or something? I can't land on one that I like. Because the one I had Armani Code, and then they give me a wee free sample of the Sport one, which looks like women's perfume. It's in a gold bottle. And I liked it better. I was like, oh yeah, that's lovely. Bought a big one and then I'm kind of sickened of it.
There is a gorgeous Tom Ford one, but it's very expensive. But I sprayed myself with it in Victoria Square one time. And just went about my day.
Got all the bitches.
Yeah, like I owned it.
I sniffed one Tom Ford one time and I was just like, what the fuck is that? Boot polish? It was rotten. But it was good. It was fine. It was only £300. Worst sports injury you've ever seen in person? What a great question.
Not a sports injury per se, but I did see two fellas during like a free period when we should have been doing ICT coursework have an arm wrestle. And it was one of them ones where, you know, like when they're going that hard, you're like, someone's going to snap here. And then one did.
Here with Bad Bob, one of the contestants in the end of the trail for 1986. So Bob, you were...
I've seen that before. Yeah, that's my worst nightmare is the snap.
Yeah.
There was a guy playing rugby when I was at McGee. And he ran into this contact and this boot was jammed in the ground and someone tackled him and turned, but his leg stayed there in the ground and snapped. And and I heard it across the pitch. Like, and he was basically like lying down, but with his foot still like in the turf.
Oh, fuck.
So that was pretty grim. And then the fucking ambulance came down onto the pitch and then couldn't get the ambulance off the pitch. You know, should have just lifted him to the side, basically. So then the full rugby team were like pushing the ambulance back up and... There's a horror picture.
Rugby, I dare say, not worth it.
Not at that level. No. Not at that level. Will Aaron ever go back to Instagram or he's too good being away from it? He's going back next week. Get ready.
Although I do say now, I do not miss it. One bit.
Just put stuff on, walk away.
Nah.
In fact, just use your DMs because I like to send you pictures of trainers.
Yes.
And ladies with abundant
I hope
hips.
You've been maintaining that, by the way, since I haven't gone. Like, I want to go back to a nice save it.
No, I give up on you. I need to know you're coming back. I'll fire it up again.
Yeah.
If you could build the funniest looking human body from scratch using only local comedians' body parts, what would it look like?
That's a great question.
Mickey's polio legs.
My head.
Is there anything particularly fun about me? Not really. Could you eye me up?
Sashay.
You silly looking boss. I mean, everyone's kind of the same, you know, large, hairy.
Yes.
Apart from Shane.
Yes.
Or token twink.
Shane's head would look great on just any of our bodies, essentially. Because it would just be such a...
Probably the op. Your head on his body?
Yeah.
Chubba chub.
Yeah.
Be amazing.
No, it's a party.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't stand up, like.
Yeah.
Fucking rolling back and all. Let me see. What's your desert island biscuit?
Another great question.
Yeah, water. Water biscuits.
Lump. No, it would be desert island biscuit. Fuck.
I like the Tunnocks wafer, little old school gold wrapper things. The chewy ones that taste stale. I fucking love those.
Yeah.
Or one of those foxes like cream things.
Oh, why? Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Very horny.
You a fan of a mint biscuit?
Mint biscuit! What is that, gentleman? Not really, you know. Love mint ice cream, but mint biscuit. Wouldn't be well on that.
Mint biscuit!
Yeah.
Ben Stiller.
Which would be a great cover band name, actually, for someone. I'd like to see that, a Northern Irish Limp Bizkit tribute act.
Gimp Bizkit. Here, did you see Bellator fighter Joe Schilling knocked out a random dude in a bar?
No.
Did you see that? I'll show you it here. I don't know whether it was a setup or what the fuck it was, but he's like, it's weird because he's wearing like, it freaked me out because I was like, does this guy work in this place?
Uh-huh. Did you see that video? Sorry, just while you're getting that. Did you see the video of the fellas in Dublin that were fucking causing a stir, and then your man comes in with the like
spinning back kick?
Mental fucking spinning kick. He's definitely got the write off that, I'd say.
Why can't I find this fucking video? Anyway, I'll send you it later. But yeah, there's basically an altercation, and he fucking just, the guy flinches at him and he just knocks him out.
Yeah.
And he's a fucking like K1 fighter or something.
See, that's why you can't fuck with people these days. You don't know,
I know
what.
Yes, but you definitely don't fuck with this guy. You know, like.
But he's probably not even like unassuming. He probably looks like a kicker. Oh, he
absolutely does.
And like, he's still getting shit.
Mm-hmm.
Could be in a fucking pizza at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Like, he's probably like 6'3, absolutely ripped, bald, mean looking guy.
So is he getting shit now for that?
Yeah.
So obviously but he can't be fucking kung fu and
he's absolutely like making no attempt to deny it.
Aye.
He puts up things, you know, like, of all the people to fuck with, you decide to fuck with me and, you know, I'll fucking take your head off type thing.
Yeah.
It's true, like, but the guy literally was, you could see him, like, it looked like he was sort of showing off. But then it made me think, like, why was he being filmed anyway? It looked like a bit of a setup or something to me. It was weird, like.
Oh, why? If he's a level of notoriety, I'm sure, like, was it literally in, like, a kebab shop or something?
It was in, like, a bar, but then.
It was in a bar?
Bar fight. Why can't
they? Oh,
well,
it? I'm sure that's something that would be handy enough to like fucking let's set this guy up. Like,
why can't I fucking get it?
Some cunt runs to one end of the bar with an iPhone. Another fella goes up and starts talking shit to him. What subgenre of human being do you have to be to actively seek out a fight in a night out?
Damaged.
Yeah, it's like daddy issues, but with men, isn't it?
Well, it's an anger problem. Like.
Bam! Let's go! Fucking hell. I thought that was a DMX song there for a second.
I hate these videos where it's in the thumbnail and then they can't show it. I mean, it's probably been taken off the internet. They're probably like, you probably should take that off before you go to jail, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's nearly 2 o'clock. Ask McCann about the time of WWE. He went to the toilet and was away a good 30 minutes, but came back with a video of him high-fiving Devon Dudley.
What the fuck was that?
No idea. No idea.
Oh, I think that's like a, oh, McCann will, like, fucking do whatever and, like, have a, like, a mad interaction or something.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
That's one of them ones.
All right.
Although, just to fucking spite you, I did one time, remember that time that me and Dolan got absolutely hammered?
Yeah.
And then went to Laverice?
Got kicked out.
That night,
oh, God.
We bought Ric Flair a Jaeger bomb. At the Hilton Hotel, but he was in like, I've never seen none like it. The fella, right, was, you know, like you'll have like the velvet rope. He just had four velvet ropes around him on a table. And me and Dolan obviously see him. And we're like, Rick, you'll take a drink, lad. You'll take a drink, fuck's sake. And we're like shouting at him to sink a Jaeger bomb, and he got us kicked out. Like,
and he like, he's a bit of a fucking soup dragon.
Oh,
too.
But to be fair, I think around that time, like, I think we looked back at it and we felt terrible because I think it was, remember that female wrestler China passed away?
Yeah,
I think China. It was like that night.
China.
He just got the news, was like reading it, contemplating life, and we're like, Rick, fucking take a drink.
All of my friends drink themselves to death. Take a drink. that happened to me on stage the other day, for fuck's sake.
What was that?
Me going like, I'm driving home. The guy's like,
drink a pint
anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, you did the scene to Ric Flair. Here, woo, I'm all right, take that. I think I had a Jaeger bomb.
I know, that was...
An Isle boy wouldn't even know what a Jaeger bomb was.
Yeah.
Like, why is there a tiny glass inside this other glass, you fucking animal?
Woo! No, I don't think, though, there's a...
China.
There's a cooler white guy than Ric Flair. I think he's top tier. Like
Ric Flair, drip, go whoop on a bitch.
Yeah.
Trailblazer.
Like his promos were absolutely hilarious. There's one where he won the title and he's like, "What a tear in my eye!" And his head's vibrant like one of them dogs in the back of cars.
Ric Flair. What would I type in?
Ric Flair.
Fuck, I'm on fire today, man.
Nature Boy promo.
Nature Boy.
Diddle do. These are long videos. It was like 30 minutes of promo.
Get ready. Woo! We are on tour.
Is that the Migos?
Doing it better.
Ready.
Anybody else alive? Now, Buddy Landell, it's so hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made. You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond Talk ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheel of gear, limousine right, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Unbelievable. It's, and you know, Eastbound and Down, that character, yeah. Ashley Schaefer, yeah. Direct
Flair
copy.
Will be yeah. going, as many people say, for the
Dick
final
slapping,
time
my game.
For the world heavyweight title. For a man who's won it five times, Rick, how does this extra pressure affect you?
Well, what it tells me, Lance
Russell, I'm taking a lot of coke. Sorry.
I've got the star and profile like never before. Steamboat, let me go on record as telling the whole world you are the greatest wrestler on the face of this earth. But pal, today, right here, you gotta beat Ric Flair one more time. Remember, Steamboat, and pal, I'll kiss your boots if you can do it.
Kiss
but
my boots.
Be the man, you gotta beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the.
Just fully winging it. You see them run out of steam.
You know whenever like you're talking to someone like an audio level 4 and they respond to you at a 10? That reminds me of my neighbor Dermot Quinn. I can't be like, well, Dermot, how you get on today?
Jesus, sir! Fucking flying! The bail bringing! The bail bringing! Snake drinking!
And I'm fucking struggling to hold these damn
things. Son of a sight!
Oh, fuck.
Let's have that one more time.
In bars from one side of this world to the other, then you may.
That was the same one.
You're talking
I know, I just want to hear it again.
The Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheel and dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo.
Check out them chains too, bro.
Woo!
Like the bookies chains. He's wearing.
Yeah, it's fucking brilliant. Like, just, I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Player.
WrestleMania 3 at the Silver Dome in Pontiac, Michigan. It's the day that I'm certain.
Apology.
Watch, by the way, everyone listening, yourself included, the complex sneaker shopping with Ric Flair. No rapper has that much, like, money on them as a person as he does.
Yeah.
Mental. He makes them all look like fucking. They just got their first paycheck.
Oh, well, that's the. You know, he's like, I've been making bank. For decades and decades and decades and decades. Woo. Can't believe I missed you boys at Pug Uglies. Cheers for the video though. Will Lavery's come? Yeah, it's coming back every something. Can't be the only one who thinks your impression of Van Morrison sounds identical to Jordan Robinson. Yeah, well, I forgot that Jordan Robinson's dad is Canadian and he spent a lot of time there, so that's why he sounds weird.
I didn't know his dad was Canadian the other day.
And he killed a wee bit too hard at Limelight last night, so...
Jordy mopped up.
Well, we're giving him, skipping him a few weeks. put him on the bench again. Yeah, he hit them at the sweet spot, and he hit them with jokes.
Yeah.
He wasn't supposed to be on even, and he just did like 5 minutes of one-liners, which is just Mr. Steelio jokes, like. But sure, what can you do? Very good. Do you ever enjoy slagging hecklers, or is it just annoying?
It's case by case, I think.
Yeah, I could certainly do without them.
you sometimes know, they do add to the show, like
sort of, but like I'm happy to just not find out.
Yeah.
In what sport does?
Oh, that's old as the hills. That clip. If you're into rap, Jesus, you seriously need to see this. Old but good. I can't click it. There's no link. Have you watched Snowfall on BBC iPlayer?
Was he saying if you're into rap, Jesus, or was he saying if you're into rap, Jesus
and Jesus,
you need to see this?
Rap and Jesus. This might be one for Tim.
Rap Jesus.
Someone just leaned over to Tim at church. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball? Also, what a stretch. What an old joke. Yeah. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball? Oh, and then his big stupid laugh. Well, this is great. Hello?
Oh, great. Wait, what was the restriction? Country one?
This is a fucking long old day, then. You going straight to the E-top?
You're right, sir.
Take into yourself.
Oh, you're right.
With two hands. Have you a laptop with you?
Nope. Just my mind.
You said to me one time, you're like, nah, I just, you know, anytime I watch porn, it's on the phone.
Nah?
Bro.
4K. But the laptop, the laptop makes it feel like a setup.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you gotta like sit down and like prepare. No.
It's an event.
There's one time I went with headphones on and they broke my mouth.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian.
Oh, this is another one too.
Have you watched Snowfall? It's about crack made a comeback. No.
Apparently it's unbelievable.
Is it a, but I haven't watched it a drama yet. Or a doc?
Drama.
Drama, okay.
About to be class.
Seen you both at Bull House, spilled a pint over myself in the middle of your set, buzzing. You never seen it.
Bull House, like there was a string of unreal gigs there. Bull House was unreal. Larry's was class. Fucking Boneyard was lethal.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a good week of it there.
Spoiled.
Namibia man named after Adolf Hitler wins local election. Namibian politician named after Adolf Hitler. But what's his name? My name is Adolf Hitler. Anno nano 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 Umbadunja constituency. Umbadunja? Here. Fair play to him. I mean, it is hilarious that, you know, Adolf Hitler was, you know, you thought was going to be the last Adolf Hitler ever.
Mm-hmm.
But seemingly not.
Well, it's funny whenever people pick, like, they're like, right, I gotta get an English name here. And they just pick one. And it's so, like the guy who's our, basically our Latin agent,
mm-hmm.
he's called Aragon. But he's Chinese.
Aragon?
Mm-hmm.
Aragon. Is that, what's that from? Lord of the Rings or
that
something?
It sounds like a Lord of the Rings thing, eh? Is it?
Well, it's better, you know, a lot of times they just pick a name like Raymond.
Aye. So everybody loves.
Aye. Yeah, I'll not give you my Chinese name. You can call me Desi. Desi Chang. There is a lot. I mean, there's tons of known Irish people with, like, just the straight up fucking old school lad's name and then Chinese surname.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big thing. But it's always like, it is always like an older, you know, they'll be like Ivan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, so, it's like
something Ivan Chai? Did you say?
I don't know what I was going to say, but I finished early. Chai.
Ivan Chai.
You know, like Davy Kung Bo. That's the name of the podcast.
Susie Black Bean.
So racist. Davy Kung Bo. That's the name.
Davy Kung Bo.
Right. Oh, fuck. Over one more question, then we'll get the fuck out of here.
I'm sweating.
My legs are stuck to the seat, not in a sexual way. If I got one more good one. Oh, fucking another waste, man. What are your thoughts on the silly, loud Italian bitch in the limelight last night? Aye, she was out before I got on. You know what I mean? I don't play that shit.
As in she got kicked out?
Aye.
Is that in here whenever I was on?
She was fucking El Hamario'd. I would love to just speak to someone like that and be like, how is there a drunk Italian girl at my gig on a Sunday night? Post-lock. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? Why?
Yeah, you'd like to speak to them and get to the root of the issue. Why are you like this?
How did you know, did your mate buy tickets? Do you know what you were in for? Do you know who I am?
Uh-huh.
What do you do? Listen to the, like, how did you know about this and how did it come about? You're an Italian person. And then I was gutted to hear that she wasn't even attractive, which, you know, gets you out of a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And I said to one of the staff, I was like, was she really hot? And he's like, no. In fact, she made jokes that she needs two seats for her fat ass on the way in. And I went, Fat with a PH or fat? Because either way, show me.
What about the staff in Limelight taking their lunch breaks? I think that's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Now, the first time it happened, it was great. Where your guy came in and he was fucking Captain Charisma.
With twirling the Red Bull.
Yeah.
And his reasoning behind it was solid.
Yeah, the guy had fucking... It had no holes, that theory, like.
Mm.
And then the other dude came in and he just... I mean, it's absolutely, you know, it's their staff room.
No, absolutely, but it's just...
I mean, it's not really. It's my green room for the night, yeah. You know.
But I just... The way I was thinking about it was like, if I was working there, I would shit myself to walk into a room of... I don't give a fuck about comedians. Anybody at all. Like, a room of just 8 strangers talking and socializing. Yeah. I just can't imagine then sitting down and whacking open like a tuna pasta and eating it by myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just definitely... Because it's not even that relaxing an environment.
Yeah.
I'd have went next door beside the fucking toilet.
Yeah.
And sat by myself and was on my phone or whatever, but fair play to the guy. Fair play. I'm sure the people who do come in and sit for a minute are horrified at the topics.
Yeah.
Because even, you know, shout out to our boy Luke there, he was in taking photos of the last Limelight. You know, there's some topics that we were talking about and he literally was like doing that gulp that you do when you're trying to... Boke in your mouth.
Yeah.
So who knows? Like,
Jack Welch, you're hearing. There's worse things going on in the world.
Aye. We'll wrap it up. We'll get you to this Ibis. I have to record another podcast. Niall is hyped for that. He's like, I love sitting here with my ass stuck to the seat.
Colin, it's been a pleasure.
Knowing you. And I hope you don't get shanked up in London.
Appreciate it. Shout out to the Dead On Mafia.
Pow, pow, pow. I will be over in London shortly, like not too long after you've moved.
Yeah.
Hook up on the mandems.
Guess a shout.
And if it's a bit of a stretch, you know, there's a good chance we might get a nice, sizable Airbnb and you could come to us.
Yeah.
You know, if it was like, do you know what London's like? You're like, I have to go home now. I have to get it's going to take me fucking an hour and 20 minutes to get like there, you know, like I can see it.
Yeah.
Would you become a bike guy? Oh, you can't do a bike. Would you become a trike guy?
We get stabilizers and all.
McCann on a go kart, a pedal go kart.
Wagwan, mandem.
Well, the mandems.
Well, mandem.
Well, the felidems.
Shout out to the mandem. Any dolls here in their mid-50s, double phased up. Give me a shout.
Yep.
And we'll make some dreams come true.
Any doll as well in the. Throw McCann a couple of pounds and is only in it for the prime cock, mate.
Aye. And here, that's an upsell. I wouldn't say prime.
There's cock mate there.
There's mate.
You'll be full.
It'll fucking do you. Beggars can't be choosers.
It'll keep you going until you've something decent, mate.
Fill a hole. Literally.
Right, see ya.
Here, good luck.
Good luck.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.